Hi, welcome to a review of the hottest show in Sheffield, maybe the hottest show in the region of England. An amazing verbatim piece has been developed all about the stories of the people who lived in Park Hill, the residence that you will find just as you get off the train in Sheffield. And if you look upwards, then you see this brutalist building that's half multicoloured, like something out of a Doctor Who show. Well, if you would like to buy the upgraded duplex flats, then they're 130,000. But this wasn't always the case. Although when they were first built in the 60s, they would be a much desired property and people were moved out of their communities to take residence here, with the men having the jobs of the industries of Sheffield, sort of working in steel. And as that changed, then the fortunes too of these flats changed too. And it's no secret to know just how much trouble and conflict and violence has been known in that area. So whatever your views on that, the truth is that the people living in the tent city around that area were moved out just prior to the redevelopment. However, one view of that is that it has made the area in some ways safer overall, but there is that concern of where the people who left actually were moved to. Now, all those issues that I've just thrown there at you are opened up and unpacked beautifully in Standing at the Sky's Edge, which is music and lyrics written by Richard Hawley, a pulp musician, a Sheffield man. And this is directed with such sort of verve and contemporary sensitivity by Robert Hastings at the Crucible Theatre, right in the centre of Sheffield, that if you can get a ticket during the run, and it's just opened now, got a standing ovation when I was there, reviews have been great. It lasts just over 2.5 hours with an interval in between. And it's just so gripping because you have three different stories interwoven through different decades, showing just how much conflict that people even escaped in far off countries like Guinea to be safe in the flats, only to find that that was probably one of the last things they actually felt. And it being so hostile to them that the young people actually wished that they could return to their war-torn countries, which doesn't seem that far-fetched in the dramatic sense in which it's being portrayed. So the atmospheric lighting is by Ben Stones, and how he uses like minimalist colour but shot over such an accented area of the stage is really moving. And it's very much in keeping with the emotions of the play. And the musicians that deliver the multi-genre of music, there's strong blues, there's rock, there's punk, there's soulful ballads. The band are, or I should say orchestra, are in a sort of mock-up of the brutalist architecture of Park Hill as it was. I say as it was because you have to catch a glimpse of it now whilst it's being redeveloped by Urban Splash. Now, as you go into the theatre before the show even starts, you have the neon sign of graffiti, "I love you, will you marry me?" And I really urge you to Google that to find out the true story of that motto, that slogan, because rather than me try to do it justice here, it's probably one of the most moving things you can know about. And just to give you a taster of that, it was written by a young man on the estate on a piece of graffiti and then later used to advertise a product where quite a large amount of money was made. But the story of the man who wrote it, it will actually, you know, it moved me to tears anyway. So what can I say? It's an amazing show and I can't say enough good things about it at the Sheffield Crucible, which is a wonderful venue. Whatever ticket you get, you're going to have a great view of the stage. The cast, I counted 30 people in the cast. Each person totally respects the story of their character, and the character of Joy was the one that I think moved me to just really wake up the next morning thinking about it. And that was played by Faith Emole. And the other, I think the other testimony in this story too, is how men are portrayed, their emotions, and men going through so much hardship. And the character played by Robert Lonsdale, of the man who struggles to get work after the industry has declined, was told in such a fresh way and such an emotive way and such a human way, that, you know, it's one of those shows that stories will stay with you. So that's me. I've gone on for 5.5 minutes, can't say enough about it. And, you know, if you've gone to see the show and not been for a walk up Park Hill, which is just behind the railway station, then it's one of those pieces of theatres that will make you look at something differently. And I think that is probably the highest compliment I can give the piece of work. So on that note, I'm going to leave you with my real fervent ardour that you can see it. Otherwise, check out Richard Hawley's music, because I think you can find that easily on Spotify, and have a listen to some of the things he's recorded for the project, and you'll get a feel for it that way. Whatever you're off to see, I'd love to hear your recommendations too. Enjoy your weekend.